Good Friday morning, church. Again, thank you for joining me on this beautiful morning as we end up our week together reading God's Word. Today, we are in John chapter 5 at verse 1. And in this passage of Scripture, Jesus heals a man on Sabbath. This action angers the Jewish authorities, who are now determined to kill him. The man who has been healed is upbraided by the Jewish authorities for carrying his mat, since carrying one's bedding on the Sabbath was considered work and thus against the law. Jesus challenges the authorities on their interpretation of the law. And God's guiding word for us as we end up this week together is love. So let's begin reading John chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. After this, Jesus went to Jerusalem for a religious festival. Near the Sheep Gate in Jerusalem, there was a pool with five porches. In Hebrew, it is called Bethzatha. A large group of sick people were lying on porches. The blind, the lame, the paralyzed. A man was there who had been sick for 38 years, and Jesus saw him lying there, and he knew that the man had been there for such a long time, so he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I don't have anyone here to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. While I'm trying to get in, someone else gets there first." Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat, and walk." Immediately, the man got well. He picked up his mat, and he started walking. The day this happened was a Sabbath. So the Jewish authorities told that man who had been healed, "This is a Sabbath, and it is against our law for you to carry your mat." He answered, "The man who made me well told me to pick up my mat and walk." And they asked him, "Who is this man who told you to do this?" But the man who had been healed did not know who Jesus was, for there was a crowd in that place, and Jesus had slipped away. Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said, "Listen, you are well now, so stop sinning or something worse will happen to you." When the man left and told the Jewish authorities that it was Jesus who had healed him, so they began to persecute Jesus, because he had done this healing on a Sabbath. Jesus answered them, "My Father is always working, and I too must work." This saying made the Jewish authorities all the more determined to kill him. Not only had he broken the Sabbath law, but he had said that God was his own Father, and in this way had made himself equal with God. Today's key verse is John chapter 5, verse 17. When Jesus answered them, "My Father is always working, and I too must work." You know, beloved, I would think that as a Pharisee, part of an elite group, raised up, chosen from birth, all that stuff, to be, you know, the elite religious leaders in Israel, teachers of the law, that to interact with Jesus, their Messiah, to see him doing these things, which they would know from their own scriptures was only evident of the fact that he was the Messiah, that their own law, their own word, their own Bible had promised. But no, he wasn't a member of their club. He wasn't on their team, and therefore he was the enemy and had to be dealt with. Beloved, this is denominationalism at its best. Nothing good can come from separating the individual members of God's family. We don't need to find reasons to be at odds with each other. We need to find the reason to be friends with each other, one together in Christ, because that's why Jesus died for our sins. Amen? Let's pray. Lord Jesus, open my ears and my heart to hear your voice and teach me to be obedient to your will. Help me when I'm weak and tempted to sin, and remind me that you are always working. ready to reach out to me in mercy and love. Amen. Well, that brings our time together this Friday morning to an end, beloved. Join me Monday. We'll be in John chapter 5, where Jesus responds to those who challenge his authority. But, of course, before then, we've got a beautiful Sunday morning coming up, and I look forward to seeing all of you there in the chapel or on Facebook or Zoom or whichever way you choose to join us. I hope to see you there, and may you and your family be blessed because of your desire to serve God. God bless you.